disturbed.
Of the many issues you have to do,
I mean, the press secretary is simply on the earth edge of it, and, you know, deals with the issues of Zero. In trying to recap my mind over the period of October, November, December, what we were talking about, what you were thought then was the ending of war in Vietnam, the acceptance speech, all of the war itself, the conduct of the war, the POW problem, all those things. I don't even recall this, and I spent the afternoon trying to rack my brain to determine, even to recall the guidance sessions that we had. And there were few of them because we were operating on a basic, you know, framework. I could certainly see where this guy could come in during the course of the day, a busy day, mention something to you, take it out of context, and it could go right by you if you didn't have in your mind the perspective of what he was talking about, you see. Which is,
see, what could have happened?
Now, you weren't aware of it.
I don't think they intended.
You understand? There's the key. I don't think that Bob, when he turned over the 350, intended it to be hush money.
Right.
I just said it's for the committee, you know, they need it for the minutes and so forth and so on. And I don't think that Earl, when he approved the call to the Kalmbach, intended that it be hush money.
I'm sure that.
The purpose was to allow Kalmbach to raise money for this. When I saw Tom Pattinson here in March, I said, thanks for his help, you know, to let him know the help he was given to John Mitchell. I just thought he was helping John Mitchell with his funds, you know. But the result, I saw.
You know, the time of...
But I don't...
I've already told the New York Times. The time that you made the comment in your press conference, Mr. President, about the Kennedy complicity with the overthrow and murder of DM, you did not base that on that cable. You based that on the information that you had been aware of.
Oh, yes. I didn't even know about this.
No, but I'm just thinking, did Colson or someone...
No, I was basing that, if you want the real truth, I was basing it on the book that I had read by the Herald Tribune reporter, Myra Higgins. They want the real quote, that's what it is. Myra Higgins, another folks that were written at the time. Oh, and the other one is Kennedy's, and another book, that book, Kennedy's 12 Great Mistakes. Oh, yes, it's in there.
Good.
Oh, Christ, I didn't even know about this content.
No, I thought you might have been sent back by someone who...
No, sir. Was that press conference after this was supposed to happen?
Mm-hmm. Or around that period of time. Kennedy complicity in the overthrow and murder.
That's right.
Yeah. But the murder was the result of the overthrow.
That's right. That's right. Well, everyone knew that. Nobody questions it.
No, of course not.
He pulled the plug on it, but it had nothing to do with that pandemic, that Colson thing, of Colson's. He said he just told him to improve the wires. Oh, Christ, he's looking like a goddamn fool.
Yeah, he is.
But what's he, what did he say? You make a lot of witness for him. He says it on this intruder. Maybe. I think Hunt probably did whatever, didn't quite willingly, but how close would they have said, make it clear, or what do you think probably did happen there? What's your guess?
I think, my guess is
they close to the fatal.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, God. But you can't call fake wire to a magazine.
Well, that's something we talked about before.
Right.
An awful lot was done over there. But,
please, God, though, be sure to get across from the internet, really. I had no goddamn knowledge, whatever, and then he had it, you know.
But they understand that.
But this is the just rather than throwing it on the books, if you want to do that, those are the two books that do cover it very well. Just say all of my study of the situation. That is the first time I said that.
Sure.
I said that in 1960, before the 1968 campaign, I made that charge. I said that.
Right.
But the greatest mistake being, there was a speech that I made in 1967. My speech is in 66 and 67.
Were you referred to the murder?
Yep. Exactly.
Overthrow and murder.
That's right.
That's right. It's not that important.
Yeah.
It's not that important.
No, sir. I said that was not new. It was not new. I referred to that. Based on that, you could say books by Marguerite Higgins. If you want to read, you know, it's the classics.
there were.
You see, the point was, it's the complicity of the overthrow, you see, and then the murder followed.
Sure.
That's what it was, the overthrow, and then...
Well, this thing's starting to sort itself out. I can feel it. I mean, that's...
Oh, wait. We got to see what his papers show. That's the next big thing, I guess. What do they have documents he's got? Everybody seems to have documents. What they'll be, though, are his metacons, in my view. You think that's manageable, those metacons?
Sure.
Why?
Well, just because he can... The direction he's taking now, they can be proven as totally self-serving.
Make them sound very, he uses quite a language like keep the lid on and things like that, which makes it sound as if it's right out of the horse's mouth. Probably was never said.
And that's the point that can be made. People blame you much more than they'll believe a council decision of the president.
Well, I don't see. But Jesus.
Stay qualified. I'm getting fuller fight every day, particularly after I just reviewed my notes.
Are you going to go over to the Senate Committee, guys?
Well, very privately.
They hear. Let's see.
Right, we're going to go over the Blair House privately.
Good. Give them all words. Be sure they use it on their cross examination.
The point of it is that in reviewing the notes, June, a couple of days in question, July, August, September, nothing on one of them. October, there was a Segretti thing. Then into the election. November, December, January, nothing. It's a matter that is so clear cut. So clear cut.
Well, I tell you, we've got to keep him, though, from going first out there and smearing everybody in this community.
It just is incredible that they would even consider this.
That they have that, the rights of, well, leading out the president of the Christ Central Money, which they ought to be doing first of all, but how do they have a guy go up there and blast off when he's going to do a when the grand
Give them to you.
We're going to work out a strategy here. Yeah. Sal has already told you. And,
I'll work with him tomorrow. But we've got to have a strategy here where...
Hustler moving into a plane, I'd say we'd be there maybe in about 4 or 5 days where he'll show his hand far enough where we can give some very real consideration to some very constructive leaking of our own positions.
You mean like leaking what?
Well, just how it happened, what, you know, his position was inside of the White House.
Destruction. This destruction is going to be, you know, like you've got to say that he did it. Got the problem whether or not he suborned perjury, for example, which would have been a bad event. Some perjurers probably would be justified in that. Ron, I think he handled it. I know where I think of it. I think he was up to the ass in this whole thing himself. And probably didn't tell all of them everything. He says they knew every inch of the way.
The more and more that I think of this, I think about it, and I'll have to say that my view has wavered here a little bit. I've questioned as much as I like Bob and John some of their judgments in this thing. But I've got a feeling here that the real snake in the wood is old Johnny Dean. And if you look back over his record, and I suppose if you look at him as an individual now, knowing about all of this, the fact that he didn't flag the president. How many times have you said something and you say it to be flagged on it? Or you say it to a staff man who has any guts about him at all, and I've heard you say this over and over. To say, fine, Mr. President, I'll do that, but...